Antonio, Texas. Matt, what's happening today with the trade in the grain so far?
Yeah, I mean, actually, we've got some green on the screen. It's kind of nice to see. There's been times I've been at commodity, and quite frankly, it's been decent mood from people while markets were depressing. This week, we've actually had some nice runs here. I mean, the real star of the market overnight is the wheat market. I think what it's got a lot to do with, of course, is that rain has shifted, and it looks like wheat country is not going to get quite as much rain as what they thought. It's kind of shifting over in my part of the world, quite frankly. You know, we were just talking to Eric Snodgrass. He walked through the booth, and I said, "Hey, dude, I told you I didn't want a wet spring. I want all that rain this summer." He said, "Man, I can't control that." But what's that done? Well, it's got the market's attention because obviously the wheat crop, a lot of parts of the country have been excessively dry. If you bless a wheat crop with a fair amount of moisture here as it's coming out of dormancy, there's no doubt everybody knows that's really going to do wonders for it. I'll tell you what, if you don't get it, you know, some of the longer-term forecasts in wheat country are that they're going to be a little bit dry, and I think wheat market's definitely paying attention to it. And fortunately, it's kind of dragging the corn market along with it.
And Matt, here at Commodity Classic, just switching gears a little bit as we talk markets here today, what have people been stopping by to ask you about on the grain side so far here at Commodity?
What do I do with my cash corn? That's pretty much been the question.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Oh, yeah! Here we go!
Did you just plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans again?
You bet your next-level genetics I did. After last year's huge yields, why wouldn't I want to maximize that Z-Series momentum?
Right. How could I forget about that performance? It totally beat our expectations. Let's unleash some Z-Series on those acres. Come on!
Now you're talking. With that kind of ROI, why would we plant anything else?
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatestyields.
March corn up 6 1/4 at 439.5. March soybeans up 1.5 at 1149.25. March soybean meal down 60 cents at 317 even. March soybean oil up 63 cents at 61.92. Chicago wheat up 17.5 at 589.25. Minneapolis wheat is up 6 cents at 590. Kansas City hard red wheat up 16.25 at 567.75. March oats down 6 1/4 at 307.5. On the Merck, April live cattle down 15 cents at 236.75. March feeder cattle up 23 cents at 361.88. April lean hogs up 18 cents at 95.90. April pork cutout unchanged at 103.40. Class 3 milk up 17 cents at 16.59. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.